This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Let's be honest, how many times we've not had enough? How many times do we know that God is the God of blessing and prosperity, but we didn't have enough to make the car payment? Come on, praise the Lord, amen? And they've been living their life trying to hold on. Anybody ever try to hold on? Try to scratch through? Try to get to the next thing? Just hoping that something will change? Dropping hints to people everywhere, hoping somebody will come rescue you or help you out. Come on, amen. So what happens in this city is they've been laid siege on. Nobody can get in or out. No resource can get in or out. And a famine takes place because the resources are locked out of the city. And it's important to note, watch this, the famine was not the result of something that God did to them. It was not the result of God shutting up the heavens. God didn't shut up the heavens. God didn't cause crops to grow. God did not cause livestock to live. Right outside the city wall was fields full of grain that needed to be harvested. Right outside the city wall was livestock that was ready to eat. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. The problem was is that they were locked up in the city because the enemy had encircled them and locked down their resource. So they were in the city starving to death. Come on, amen. How many of you ever been miserable because you could see something but you couldn't get to it? How many times in our life Have we seen the promise? Have we seen the answer that we felt locked up and we couldn't inhabit it? We couldn't get it in our life. Didn't know how to get it. Come on, amen? You knew it was there, but you didn't know how to access it. You knew the promise of God was real, but you didn't know how to have it. I mean, it can be very frustrating in life to know that God has amazing things for you, but you have not been able to access them in your life or get your hands on it. I've lived in that place of frustration. I wonder if I got anybody that's lived in that place of frustration before. People were locked in and locked away from what they needed. The resource was outside and they couldn't get to it. They were dying. The Bible says that the famine inside the city was so great that they were selling donkey heads and dove's dung for food. I mean, that's pretty bad when you got to eat dove poop to live. I mean, just think about Cocoa Puffs right now. That's a visual image, isn't it? I mean, you can go down to Golden Corral this afternoon after church. I promise you they'll have all kinds of stuff on that buffet. They'll have all kinds of meat, all kinds of vegetables, everything. But you will not see donkey heads and dove poop. It won't be there. Come on, amen. I mean, those were deplorable conditions that they were living in. Listen, I've come to tell you something. You might feel like you've been locked away from your promise. You might feel like your dream is outside and you can't get to it, that the devil has locked you down. You might feel like your promise has been kept from you. And listen, it's not that God doesn't want it for you. It's not that God has kept it from you. But it's because there's an enemy that has surrounded you, that has played on your weakness, played on your addiction, played on your emotion, and has encircled you and entrapped you and kept you from the promise of God. Come on, amen. And now you find yourself living in a place that you shouldn't be living in. You think you should be possessing things by now. There's things out there that God's got your name on it, but you don't know how to get to it. You don't know how to access those things. You don't know how to receive them. But I came with a word for you today. You better hear me. You're about to break your famine. You're about to step into your promise. You're about to live in a dimension that you've never lived at before, because God is a God of His word. He's just waiting on you to get the word in your heart and get up and do something. The way you access what God has got available to you is you got to put some feet on your faith and do something. You will never access the promise of God until you get up and do something. That's why it's so important not just to hang out. I've had it with Christians that just want to hang out. I'm looking for somebody that's ready to do something. The Bible says that while they were in the middle of that, the king was looking for Elisha because he thought Elisha the prophet had brought this curse on them. When Elisha got there, Elisha said, "That's not my problem. I did not do this." And then Elisha stands up in chapter 7 and he says this to them. He says, "Hear the word of the Lord." How many know change comes by hearing the word of the Lord? He said, "Hear the word of the Lord. By this time tomorrow, grain will be sold for a shekel." How many know when usually when there's a shortage of gas or something, when there ain't a lot of gas around, the prices go up? How many know it would sound stupid to say that this time tomorrow, when we've been starving and eating dove poop and donkey heads, that grain's going to be cheaper than it's ever been before? Come on, amen? Here's what Elisha was saying. He was saying there's a shortage of grain, but by this time tomorrow, grain's going to be sold at wholesale prices. There'll be more than enough flowing into your house, more than enough flowing into your family. Somebody shout, "This time tomorrow." I don't know who I'm talking to, but anything can change in 24 hours. I don't know what kind of breakthrough you need, but anything can change in 24 hours. I don't know what's been holding you back, but anything can change in 24 hours. I don't know what they said to you that hurt your feelings, but anything can change in 24 hours. If you are willing to get up and do something, praise the Lord. You got to get some faith. Somebody shout faith.
Faith.
And expect that what God is saying to you is going to come to pass by this time tomorrow. The Bible says that the king who was listening to Elisha was leaning on the staff of a royal officer. Royal officer was like a general or something in the army. And the royal officer begins to laugh when he hears Elisha say this. Come on, amen. In other words, he got very cynical. Listen to me. Don't you let the cynicism of the people you think love you talk you out of your dream. Don't do it. Because a lot of people love you and they think you know, they know what's best for you. And when you start talking big, they want to kill your dream because the truth is they don't want you to live any bigger than they are. The royal officer looked at him and he said, God would have to open up the windows of heaven for that to be true. And Elijah looked back to him and he said, because of your attitude, you're going to see this happen, but you ain't going to be able to participate in it. Praise the Lord. Don't you let your attitude keep you from your promise. Don't you dare be cynical. Don't you dare stand back and say, well, I don't think God will ever do that. Because if you don't think he will ever do it, it will never happen. Praise the Lord. All of that is going on down at the gates of the city. Everybody say the gate. All this is taking place at the gates of the city. How many know when the prophets would come to town, they would come to the gate of the city. The gates of the city was what we used to have as a city square in our nation. The gate of the city was where all the business took place in the city. When the king would issue a new edict and he would make a proclamation, he would leave his castle and he would come down by royal procession and he would get down to the gate and he would stand at the gates and he would make a proclamation. Laws were set at the gate. Governmental affairs were set at the gate. Come on, somebody. How many know what I'm talking about? When the prophet would come, he would come to the city gate and prophesy. That's why Jesus looked at the disciples one time and he said this, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. How many know there ain't no gates going to beat them in the head? What he was saying was, is that the strategies of hell, the government of hell, the plan of hell cannot come against you because I have overcome hell. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The story says that there were four men who had leprosy. If you've ever seen any movies where there was castles and people lived, there was always a group of people that lived right outside the city wall, the city gate, that lived in tents. There were some of them scrounging and beggars trying to hold on for life. And they would put lepers outside the city wall. They would put people that were sick outside the city wall because they didn't have antibiotics. Come on, somebody. And there was four lepers right outside the city wall that were sitting there that heard the word of the Lord. Somebody say they heard the word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life I felt like a leper. I felt like there was times in my life where people had written me off. People looked down their nose at me and say, well, he's just so full of himself. He don't know what he's doing. Oh, my. Come on. I mean, know what I'm talking about. Don't think you got nothing to offer. Don't think you can do anything. Think all your dreams are foolishness. And you're full of yourself. How many ever been there? Come on, I've been told that many times on Facebook. I got like 50 people blocked. I don't even read it no more. I just block them. Praise the Lord. I got that blocking thing down. Three steps. Click, click, click. See ya. Praise the Lord.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Will not come for me.
There's some people in your life that believe no matter what you do, you ain't going to do it right. Block them. Let me help you block them. When you see them coming, Go the other way. If you feel bad about it, mail them some flowers. Block them. Praise the Lord. But these four men who had leprosy, they heard the same thing that the king heard. And while the royal officer was laughing, these four men said, you know what? We might have a real bad condition here, but that don't have to be our position. How many know your condition don't have to be your position? What you're going through don't have to define you. Praise the Lord. They recognize that if we hear the word of the Lord, we can change our condition into another place and inhabit another position. And they look at each other and they say, why are we going to keep sitting here? If we keep sitting here, even though we heard this word of God, if we keep sitting here, we're going to sit here and die. Let's get up and do something. I mean, they have no hope. They had leprosy. They were doomed to die. And they were sitting at the city gate. They said, we can sit here and die, or we can get up and walk to the enemy's camp. But we need to get up and do something. Because if we stay here, when we heard the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord comes, and we don't do nothing, we're going to sit here and die in our nothing. We need to get up and do something. Here's what I come to tell you today. Number one. I only got one. Don't panic. You must be courageous enough to act on what you know. You must be courageous enough to act on what you know. Somebody said, well, I'm not sure I know enough. Well, you know enough to get up and get moving. You know enough to get up and do something. Praise the Lord. That means you don't always have to know everything. I'm tired of dealing with Christians think they got to know everything before they do something. They want you to explain it to them, draw them up on engineering blueprints, write it all down on 5 pages of notes, email them, double copy it, get confirmation from 3 Holy Spirit people and a word from a prophet before they do anything. Come on, amen. You don't have to have all the facts. You just got to have a word. Put your faith on the word. The church today has got this unique ability to celebrate inactivity. We just celebrate Jesus, celebrate each other, celebrate doing nothing. Because why? By the way, we're saved. We're going to heaven. What do we got to be sad about? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, we had a charismatic renewal years ago and people became hungry for the word. Thank God people got hungry for the word in the charismatic renewal. You know, people just decided, you know what, I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to study the word for myself every day. I'm going to get the word in my heart. The problem is in this nation is we have a consumer mentality. We're consumers. So what do? We consume the word. And that's all we did. We just consume it and consume it and consume it. But we never become doers of the word. We forgot that we had to live the thing. We're knowledgeable in the word. We can preach a Jehovah's Witness saved. Huh? But we don't do nothing. We just eat the word and 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 eat the word. But we forgot how to be doers. Now we got people today in the church, they just come into church so they can feel good about what's going on in their life. Because I mean, when you get a word from a prophet, it's very encouraging. Thus saith the Lord, you're blessed. Thus saith the Lord, God's got big plans for you. Thus saith the Lord, you got great potential. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then we sit on the back row for the next 2 years hoping that word is going to come to pass and don't do nothing. Come on, amen. It's good to get an encouraging word. It's good to have a prophetic promise over your life because the prophetic promise gives you a view of things that are to come into your life. Amen. But how many know we've learned about Jesus and we know about Jesus. We've learned His word. Hallelujah. Thank God we've learned His word. We've been informed about Jesus. We just haven't been transformed by Him. We know Him, but we're not transformed. We're like little children and toddlers with our hands out at the store wanting Daddy to buy us a chocolate bar all the time, rather than growing up and being transformed by the power of God and shaking our city for His glory. You've got to be courageous to act on what you know, and it takes courage. It's easy not to act. It's easy just to believe. Amen. This last generation of people that came up in the church, we heard about the grace message.
Grace.
We unwrapped grace a few weeks ago. Grace is awesome. Amen. Somebody shout grace.
Grace.
I mean, we needed to learn about grace in the church. Because what happened is the church got so religious and legalistic that the church became a place of rules. And everything about our relationship with God 40 or 50 years ago was all based on how we performed. We called it performance-based religion. And everything in the church became about performance. It became about our works. Come on, amen? And then we decided that if you weren't doing anything in the kingdom of God, then you were on your way to hell. And somebody said, hold up, wait a minute. You got to put some Jesus in it. Grace is important. Come on, amen? But now how many of you know we got people preaching grace all the time and they've gotten rid of all the works? Now they just sit around and think everything's up to God. I mean, no, God don't want everything up to Him. He wants it up to you. He gave you the power to overcome. He gave you the power to change. He gave you the power to heal the sick. He gave you the power. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, I got the power. You cannot celebrate the goodness of God and not celebrate the purposes of God. Grace and works go together. It's not one or the other. It's not either or. It's both and. Grace empowers you to live the life of faith. Come on, huh? If you're going to receive God's goodness, then you've got to receive His purposes for your life. In other words, participation is required. You must participate in the kingdom.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org. Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silver & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Sunday, January 14th at Truth Church, we'll have the pastor of Restoration Worship and the author of Bold as a Lion, Pastor Tony Foster.
I think Lucifer, the devil who is behind this, wants to bring confusion to what's the glory of God, men and women coming together.
You do not want to miss this. Sunday, January 14th at Truth Church, 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida.
Ignite Your World, True Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines from the darkness.
By your blood.